Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. My beautiful blessed sisters and brothers, this is the day the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. God is truly good, and God is on the throne. We are excited about today. We're excited about praying. We're excited about what God is doing in your life each and every day. And God is still working on you. God is not through with you yet. And he has some blessings in store for you, you, and you. Glory be to God. Thank God for Jesus. Tell someone to tune into Power Hour of Prayer with the Chief Apostle, Presiding Bishop, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart. God is on the throne. Tell somebody to tune in. We are praying without ceasing. Yes, we are. We haven't stopped praying. We know that God is truly good, and God is a God that could do anything but fail. And he haven't failed you yet. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Don't give up. God is in charge. We're going to have our praise and worship, then we're going to go to the Word of God. So tell a friend to tune in to Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, Power Hour of Prayer. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
No, 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 no. Don't
and down.
Yeah.
Jesus is waiting. Jesus is waiting. Yes, he's waiting on you. And what are you waiting for? Give your life to Jesus Christ. Surrender to the Almighty Living God. Our God is not dead. He lives. And he lives deep down in your soul, your sanctified soul, men and women of God. You know, he's ready. As we used to say when we were children, ready or not, here I come. Jesus is waiting. We thank God for you, you, and you. We know we serve a good God, an awesome God, and he can do anything but fail. He hasn't failed you yet, and we're still in a miracle-working season because he said in the book of John, we shall do greater things. Glory be to God. Somebody ought to say thank you this morning. Somebody ought to praise God while you have an opportunity. Somebody ought to clap their hands. Somebody ought to stamp their feet. Psalm 47 says, oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto the God with the voice of a triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, whom he loved, Shelah. God is going up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of the trumpet. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Who's going to sing praises to God? Sing praises unto our King. Sing praises, for God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. I like that. Sing you praises with understanding. Yes, when you're praising God, you sing standing. Thank you, Jesus. Understand why you're praising him. Understand why you give him the glory. Understanding why you're crying out to the Almighty Living God. Yes, this is Psalm 47 says, sing ye praise with understanding. Do you understand why you're praising him this morning? God reigneth over the heathen. Yes, he does. Don't you worry about a thing. God reigneth over the heathen. And we got plenty of heathens out there. Thank you, Jesus. God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. He is holy. We serve a holy God. Thank you, Jesus. The prince of the people are gathered together. Even the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong unto God. He is greatly exalted. Greatly, my dear ones. He is greatly exalted. We ought to exalt our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ this morning and every day. Understand why you're praising him. Thank you, Jesus. My heart is inditing a good matter. I speak of things which I have made touching the King. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Thou art fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured unto thy lips. Therefore, God hath blessed thee forever. Glory be to God. God has blessed thee forever. This is the day the Lord hath made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Let's go to Psalm 91, our psalm of protection that you should be reading every day and dinner. And even for a snack. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, and him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the nuisance pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and on his wings shall thy trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Thank you, Jesus. Only with thine eyes should I behold and see the reward of the wicked. But thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, lest dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. Thou shalt trample under feet. Let's go back again. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer. I will be with him in trouble. Somebody's out there is in trouble today. I want you to know that if you've given your life to Christ, if you have surrendered totally to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he is with you. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. Will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Thanks be to God. With long life, will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Psalm 91, the word of God for the people of God. Bless the doers and hearers of his word. His word has already blessed y'all, and we thank God. Let's go to Psalm 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious of the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Trust in the Lord and do good. So thou shalt dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall what? Give thee the desires of thine heart. And I pray the desires of your heart are lined up with the word of God. Be careful what you pray for. You just might get it. Commit thy way unto the Lord, and trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. In the Lord and wait patiently for him. Stop murmuring and complaining. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself for any wise to do evil. Why? Before evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall do what? Inherit the earth. You got an inheritance waiting for you, and it will bring no sorrow. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek, watch out, but the meek shall inherit the earth and delight themselves in an abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just and gnash upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he said that his day is coming. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he said that his day is coming. Men and women of God, Psalm 37, verse 18 says, the Lord shall laugh. Verse 13 said, the Lord shall laugh at him. For he seeth that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out their sword and bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy and slay the upright in conversation. Their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of men of the wicked. For the arm of the wicked shall be broken. But the Lord upholds the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and the inheritance shall be what? Forever. Thank you, Jesus. And forever means forever. Dear God, he's not an Indian giver. He's not going to give you something and take it back. Now, you can mess it up. Watch out. Be careful what you pray for. You just might get it. Psalm 35, Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw also thy spear and stab the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Thank you, God. Psalm 35. We have read verses 1 through 3. Glory be to God, the almighty living God. Thank you, Jesus. Our God is not dead. He lives. And men and women of God, born again, saved, full of the Holy Ghost, living holy, living righteous lives, God will take care of you. God is with you. He will give you the desires of your heart. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. This morning, my brothers and sisters, yes, this is your presiding bishop, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart. Praise God. Also known as Dr. Patricia Stewart. Thank you, Jesus. Most of all, woman of God, called by God, led by God, doing the work that he has assigned me to do. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for you, you, and you. And we have over 144.5 million listeners. We thank God that we're praying without ceasing. We're praying all around the world. Yes, this is Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, International Prayer Faith Ministries, Anointed Women United for Christ in Prayer, Power Hour Prayer, been in existence, my God, for over 40 years. Thank you, Jesus. God is on the throne, and if he gives you an assignment to do, you do it. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Thank you, Jesus, for prayer time. Thank you, God, for your word. Thank you, God, for those that are being obedient to the word of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. This morning, for the time that we do have, we're going to talk this morning about the prayer of decree. The prayer of decree. A businessman equipped, of course, or said, of course, I believe in the power of prayer. I pray every morning, stock market to go up. Whether he realized it or not, that man was invoking the prayer of decree. Though in a rather casual way, prayers of decree have been described as handles of power. And I agree. When you know how to pray affirmatively without fear through prayers of decree, you know how to take hold of handles of power, which can guide you victoriously through life experiences. Many of the blessings of life have not been obtained simply because you have not asked for them affirmatively. Affirmation, or the prayer of decree, releases power into the subconscious mind, where it is free to go to work and produce positive results. Faith without works is dead. It's the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Prayers of decree, especially the type described previously that we talked about, and we're going to talk about a little bit more, reach the depths, deepest levels of the mind. Your mind. What do you believe in this morning? Are you expecting a miracle this morning? Are you expecting a healing this morning? Are you expecting deliverance this morning? Are you expecting a move in the hand of God upon your life early in the morning? Thank you, Jesus. He woke you up this morning, starting you on your way. The superconscious, and often it releases miracle power that is dominant there in your mind. In your mind. Stop thinking negative. Stop thinking positive. Whose report are you and believe? By his stripes you are healed. Thank you, Jesus. Don't believe it on Sunday, and on Monday you don't believe it. Oh, I don't know if I'm healed or not. They prayed on me and prayed for me. And you better learn how to pray for yourself. Thank you, Jesus. Knowing about the simplicity and power of affirmative prayers gives you a sense of spiritual and emotional security that nothing else does, because once you know how to use prayers of decree, you will never again feel alone or defenseless. You will be armed with spiritual ammunition with which to meet life's challenges and come out the winner. You got the victory, my dear ones, this morning. I want you to know that. You have victory in Jesus Christ. He said he will never leave you nor forsake you. You're never alone. Thank you, God. You're wealthy men and women of God. You're strong men and women of God. You're the head and not the tail. You're the lender and not the borrower. He said he's going to transfer the wealth from the wicked to the righteous. Thank you, Jesus. Well, you all jumping up and running all out in the county. He's transferring that money. I want you to know that this morning. From the wicked to the righteous. He said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor a seed begging bread. Though I have been, many of us, and most of you have been reading in church, going families. Some of you never really knew how to pray until you learned about the prayer of decree. And for some of you, suddenly was a thought that you had discovered the greatest treasure on earth, because at last you had something to hold on to steer you through the life's good times and bad times. For several decades now, a lot of you have been using affirmative prayers for yourself and others, found that you can literally blast your way out of limitations. Get yourself out of that box this morning. And stop trying to put God in a box. Thank you, Jesus. He made the box. Thank you, God. He has no limitations. And men and women of God, you have no limitations. Stop allowing individuals to limit you. Thank you, God. If you will but speak the word of truth and decree your good regardless of appearance, prayers of decree can be your spiritual dynamite. The word of God will bless you out of any situations. In the fullness thereof, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? This is the day the Lord hath made, and I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. I'm going to praise the Lord through this situation. I'm going to praise the Lord through sickness. I'm going to praise the Lord through what the doctor said. I'm going to praise God through this diagnosis. I'm going to praise God through homelessness. I'm going to praise God through food limitations. I'm going to praise God now and forever. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to praise God. Thank you, God. Glory be to God. That's your spiritual dynamite. Remove troubles and barriers to your good in all areas of your life. God is not just working in your finances. God is not just working in your illness. God is not just working in your home or in your family. That's your spiritual dynamite, the word of God, the power of God. Decree and declare in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Don't wait for the pastor to pray you through. You ought to be able to pray yourself through. But thank God for where two or three are gathered in your midst, he'll be right there with you. We thank God for the prayer warriors. Hallelujah. Once an individual has served as a guest minister in Unity Temple on the County Club Plaza in Kansas City, Missouri, the main comment about the lecture was that why she's nothing but a bungle of affirmations. Uh-huh. And we heard people say this when you're talking about God. All she does, all he does is talk about God, God, God. Yes, yes, yes. If you believe you have previously given to evil, will consistently turn to the belief in good, for even 1 hour, it would be sufficient to revolutionize your life. Let me tell you that again. If you believe you have previously given to evil, were consistently turn to the belief in good for even 1 hour, it would be sufficient to revolutionize your life. You want a revival? Prayer power. Decree and declare. Revolutionize your life. Want a revolution? Prayer power. Decree and declare. You can begin to revolutionize your life through prayer, prayers of affirmations, prayers of scriptures, the word of God, prayers of decree, which help you to dwell upon the good in life and call it to expressions. Instead of saying negative things, begin to speak the positive. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. God is my healer. God is my deliverer. God is working on my child. God is working on my children. God will take care of me. I'm not going to worry about the EBT card and the food stamps going down. I'm not going to worry about that. He fed the 5,000. He fed over 5,000. And he will continue to feed you. Yes, he will. Somebody will be knocking at your door, bringing you something to eat. Thanks be to God. Somebody will send you something in the mail. Thank you, God. Watch God do it. He's a miracle worker. God will take care of you. Thank you, God. Your words, my dear ones. Your thoughts. Watch your words. Your thoughts can dissolve obstacles and remove barriers. Uh-huh. Your words. Not nobody else's words. So many of us are prone to believe what somebody else say. But your words, you're speaking into existence, can dissolve obstacles and remove barriers. As I travel the highways and byways, I pray. I recite the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Thank you, God, as you get in your vehicles, as you're on your way to work, as you're on your way to school, children, young people, as you're on the school bus drivers, transit bus drivers, recite the word of God. Pray, hallelujah, before you even get on the bus. Thank you, Jesus. Scripture seems to be the form of prayer that sets in motion the whole power of God. The word of God has power. Thank you, God. The word of God. You want some power? The word of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I will exalt thee, O Lord, for thou hast lift me up, and thou hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in my righteousness. Blessed is he whose transgressions is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity. Is no guile. The word of God. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Throw also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. The word of God. Thank you, God. The word affirm means to make firm. And prayers of affirmation help you to make firm the good in life. Affirm means to make firm. And prayers of affirmation help you to make firm the good in your life. Thank you, Jesus. And then in the lives of others. Don't be selfish with your prayers. The prayer of affirmation is so simple that it takes away the feeling of mystery and complexity generally associated with prayer. Its simplicity dissolves the usual psychological blocks about prayer being difficult. Praying is not difficult. No, it's not. Be still and know that I am God. That's the word of God. Be still and know that I am God. Thank you, Jesus. The prayer of affirmation has been described as scientific prayer or spiritual treatment in modern times. The Bible is filled with affirmative prayers, which were known then as decrees. Job described the simplicity and power of affirmation when he promised, "Thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and light shall shine upon thy ways." Job 28:28. That's the word of God. Thank you, God, for your word. "Thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and light shall thy shine upon thy ways." Job, the 22nd chapter, 28th verse. Jesus used the power of decree often to heal and prosper his followers. The Lord's Prayer, in some translations, such as the Fenton, is a series of affirmations. The psalmist loved affirmative prayers, filled his psalms with them. A good example is the beloved 23rd Psalm. The creation story of Genesis emphasized the creative power of decree over and over with the phrase, "God said, let there be light." God said, "let there be." God said, "let there be." And there was. Thank you, God. And you need to learn how to decree order in your home, order in your life. As for me and my household, we're going to serve the Lord. In my household, there's going to be order because we serve a God of order. Our God is not a God of confusion. And many of you pastors, ministers, workers in the vineyard, to begin to decree it not only in your life, not only in your home, not only on your job, but in your churches. God is not the author of confusion. Decree and declare order. As you go into the judge in the courtroom, what does he say? Order in the court. God is not the author of confusion, my dear ones. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Owning to your power of words. Whatever you decree that you release within yourself in your world, what you release in yourself, start with self and your world. The word utter and the word outer have the same root meaning. The word utter and the word outer have the same root meaning. When you utter, literally becomes an outer part of your world because it's going to become an outer. Watch what you think. It's going to become an outer. What you utter and what you outer have the same root meaning, my dear ones. What you utter literally becomes an outer part of your world. Glory be to God. Father, we come right now thanking you and blessing you, your holy name. We lift up the name of Jesus, knowing that you are true God, and you are God that could do anything but fail. You haven't failed us yet. We thank you for giving us the desires of our hearts. We thank you for blessing us to see one more day. We thank you for allowing us to be in the land of the living. Glory be to God. We thank you. If we had 10,000 tongues, we cannot thank you enough. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory on this day. Keeping us safe from the fires and the floods and the thieves of the night. My God, my God, my God. Our homes are still intact, and we thank you right now. We thank you, Father God, for blessing us to be in the land of the living. You didn't have to do it, but you did. You woke us up this morning with our mind stayed on thee, the almighty living God, a good God, a precious God, an almighty God, a powerful God, a healing God, a deliverer. Thank you, Father, for bringing us through. We lift up, Father God, all of those under the sound of my voice. You know who they are. And, Father God, you know what they stand in need of. We pray that you'll touch them one by one, individually and collectively. We lift up Dante, Father God, Barbara Ray. We lift up Dr. Catherine Walker. Glory be to God. We thank you, Father God, for healing Sister Gloria Henson, Patricia Hill, Dr. Bernice Moore, right. We thank you for a healing, Father God. You brought her in, you took her into the hospital, Father God. And, Father God, we thank you right now for healing her and bringing her home once more. Touching Reverend Dr. Charles E. Savage, Sister Nettie Savage, all the workers in that vineyard at King David's Nursing Home and Rehabilitation. We thank you, Father God, for touching them. Touch them right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch Reverend Dr. Charles E. Savage with your healing mercy. Have him to open his eyes that he'll see the light and not darkness. Touch Reverend Dr. Charles E. Savage. Let him know that he still has work to do right there in that nursing home. Let him know that he's there still to preach the word and teach the word. Thank you, God, to many men and women, young and old. Let him know that he still has work to do right where he is. Bless his wife and strengthen her and guide her and lead her and direct her. Let her continue to share the word of God that you blessed her with throughout the years. We lift up New Union Baptist Church, all the workers in that vineyard. We pray, Father God, for Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close. We lift up, Father God, his wife, Sister Gwen, Deaconess Gwen. We lift up, Father God, the members in that pulpit, that they will be obedient to the word of God and cry out and spare not. Preach and teach the word of God. Father God, we pray right now that you have your way in their lives. And Father God, not be selfish with their prayers, that they will send out messages to the body of Christ. And we thank you for that right now, for touching their mind, body, spirit, and soul. Father God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus for Sister Esther and the prayer warriors that are coming nightly, 8 o'clock, Father God, that they'll continue to be faithful to you, to the living God. We thank you right now, Father God, for Greta and all of those postal workers that are walking, that are working faithfully, delivering the mail. We pray, Father God, for our postal system, that you'll bless them in times like these. They stand in need of more workers, Father God. And we pray, Father God, you'll make a way out of no way for employers to be faithful in their work, in their call. You're calling up a new generation of workers, Father God. And we pray, Father God, that you'll just be, let them be a blessing to our cities, our counties, our states, our nation. We lift up, Father God, all of our police officers. They're there to carry out and make sure that people are obedient to the word. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, that they'll protect us in our communities. They're there to carry out the law, to enforce the law. But we as citizens should be obedient to the word of God and not do anything that's illegal, that's going to cause hurt, harm, or danger to anyone. Protect our police officers, Father God. Be with them and touch them and guide them and lead them and direct them, that they'll walk the straight and narrow path. We pray for our military, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, National Guard, Honor Guard. They're there to protect our city. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We lift up Shanita Kelly and her children, Father God, that you'll make a way out of no way. Touch Ryel, volunteer as a firefighter, young man of God. Touch Zariel, Father God. Grant her some wisdom. Touch her mind, her body, spirit, and soul. Let her hear from you. Let her be obedient to the word of God. Touch Diamond, Father God. She needs you. Let her know that you love her, Father God. And that you're with her every step of the way. As she's attentive to the animals, as a veterinarian. Grant her wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We pray, Father God, for the Kelly family in its entirety. We pray for Dejanay Williams, Sheree Williams, Dwayne Williams. Dwayne Williams Sr. and Jr., that you will touch their mind, body, spirit, and soul, and be with them and guide them and lead them. Glory, hallelujah. We lift up, Father God, AJ, hallelujah, Chaplain Thomas. We are praying for you and your entire family. Jackie, we are praying for you. Brenda, Bobby, we are praying for you. God is a good God. We thank you, Father God, for the ministers of the gospel, the deacons and deaconess. We pray, Father God, for the workers in the vineyard at New Union Baptist Church, that they will hold on to God's unchanging hand. Be faithful and walk by faith and not by sight. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. We pray for the members of Sharon Baptist Church, the Vaughn family. We lift them up, Father God, that they'll be strong in the Lord and trust in God and lean not to their own understanding. We pray for the body of Christ because you said the judgment will begin in the house of the Lord. Father God, we pray right now for our world, our world. We are a nation called to pray without ceasing. We lift up Mother Annie Green. We lift up Mother Durant. We lift up, Father God, Pastor Linda Smith. Up, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Deacon Price, Sister Price, we are praying for you. We bless the people and the men and women of God. They're going through trying times right now. Our children, Desmond, we are praying for you. Ricky, we are praying for you. Maddie Hightower, Rhonda Hightower, we are praying for you. Glory be to God. God is able. Be with us and guide us and lead us and direct us. Thank you, God, right now for blessing your people with miracles, signs, and wonders. Thank you for healing and deliverance from the drug addiction and alcoholism. We lift up Reverend Alexander, wherever he may be, that the hand of God will be upon him. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. Let him hear from you. Glory be to God. Touch your people right now. Let them know that you are true and living God, and you are God that can do anything.